Hello?
Hi, my speak with Rosetta, please.
I'm sorry you had the wrong number for Rosetta.
Oh, okay. Well, I apologize for that, but actually I can do anyone on the line. My name is Ed, and I'm calling for National Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Okay. And now, let me ask you, first, are you in a
I don't want to do no survey.
No? Why not? It's only going to take a couple of minutes. It's really important. Your opinion is very important for the success of this research.
Well,
give me a couple of minutes.
Hey, the way this country headed, I don't give a damn about it, as long as I can live.
Okay. But that's exactly
I ain't worried about it. Hey, because it's falling apart and me myself can't do a damn thing about it.
Well, actually, sir, you know, with all due respect, that's why we're doing the survey, so we understand people's concerns, you know. You're only going to take a couple minutes, and you will be doing a great help, you know, by helping us to make sure that this is a successful research. Do you mind if I just ask you a couple of questions?
Hello?
Yes?
Go ahead. Let's do it right quick.
Okay, thank you, sir. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on the cell phone, so we would like to make it as quick as possible. Okay, thank you. That's it. As long as you know the answer, shut it out, and that way we go real quick. Does anyone in your house who work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 years of age and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Yes, vote every election I vote.
Okay, thank you. Now, just to make sure that we've got everyone, you know, on the age group, can you please tell me how old you are?
I'm 55.
Thank you, sir. Okay, now, can you please tell me your race, just to make sure that we represented everyone? May I ask your race?
Black.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed, like we were just talking before, in general speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Very or just dissatisfied?
Very.
Thank you, sir. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of a personal organization, just let me know and we can move on. Public charter schools, how do you feel about them? From
0 to public charter school, 50.
Thank you. How about critical race theory, or CRT? How do you feel about that?
Oh, 100.
100, thank you. How about Joe Biden? How do you feel about the president, Joe Biden?
I'll give a 10.
A 10?
Say 0, we'll give a 10.
I'm sorry, what number you giving?
10.
Thank you.
10.
Thank you, sir. How about Black Lives Matter or BLM?
Well, I'm black, so 100.
Thank you, sir. How about public school teachers? How do you feel about them?
Public school teachers?
Yes, sir.
I'm 100.
Thank you. How about your local school board? How do you feel about that?
I give him 50.
Thank you. 50, okay. And how about Donald Trump? How you feel about that?
Give him 50.
50, thank you. And how about the
American... I'm a Democrat.
Okay. Okay. The American Federation of Teachers, or AFT. How you feel about them?
100.
Thank you. How about public schools? How you feel about public schools?
Give them 75. They falling off.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving along, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Now, would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students?
Private schools.
Public schools are much better or somewhat better?
Private.
Oh, private. I don't have private. I only have public schools and charter schools. Which one of them do you think do a better job?
Charters do better jobs than public.
Okay. Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you, sir. Now, some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepare them very well, 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means the public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first topic, develop critical thinking skills. 0 to 10, public schools.
5.
Thank you, sir. And how about grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math?
5.
Thank you, sir. How about develop social skills?
5.
Thank you. Understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world.
5.
Thank you, sir. Be ready for higher education like college.
5.
Thank you. Compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market.
2.
Thank you. 2, you said. Okay, thank you. Okay. Will you say that your home state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public schools education? Not enough, too much, about right.
What's that again?
Would you say that your home state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education?
Not enough.
Thank you. Now, have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
Nope.
Thank you.
You go on first.
How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
Not much.
Okay. Oh, not much. Okay. A little bit. So a little. Okay. As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in kindergarten through 12th grade public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Will you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I agree. I
strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you, sir. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
A lot, because the census is crazy.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree with that statement or disagree?
Agree.
I strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Thank you, sir. Teaching critical training skills require that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that are not popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree with that statement or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Do you agree with that statement or disagree?
I disagree.
Somewhat
strongly.
Thank you, sir. Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. Making it easy for parents to challenge books in schools, libraries they see as pornographic, or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. Do you support or oppose that?
I support.
You support that?
Yeah.
Okay, strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. How about adding an ethnic studies unit to the kindergarten through 12th grade part of school curriculum? Do you support that or oppose?
I oppose.
Okay, somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you, sir. How about increasing discipline in schools? Do you support or oppose?
I support.
I strongly or somewhat?
Strongly, because we were disciplined in school. These kids these days don't get nothing.
I know. I'm 68. I know. I'm from the old school. Believe me, I know.
That's why they're doing what they're doing.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. Giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school. Do you agree with that or disagree? Do you support that or
disagree?
Okay, somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you, sir. Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Do you support that or do you oppose?
I support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you, sir. Okay. We almost at 80%, so we're going to have a couple more questions.
Hey, how many more questions you got?
We almost done. We're doing real fast. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for kindergarten through 12th grade public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add?
I support.
Thank you.
And I strongly support.
Thank you, sir. That's it. When you know the answer, just shoot it out there and we move right along. Next, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find a very convincing argument, a 5 means that it's somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminishes the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. Do you find that a convincing argument from 0 to 10? What would you give me?
A convincing argument.
Yeah, from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Now, we don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform a surgery or at a carpenter and electrician about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians. How do you find a convincing argument from 0 to 10?
A 10.
Thank you, sir. Now, working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It is also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that college and employers value. Do you got a convincing argument? 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you, sir. Okay, sometimes over the course of a struggle, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. I already asked you this, but they want to know if you change your mind. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students and alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree. Strong.
Thank you. Thank you. How about teachers and professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children? individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree strongly.
Thank you, sir. Okay, now we're going to switch gears. We're almost done. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What was the last grade that you completed? Man, me colgó, man. Tony? Hello? Me colgó. 86. Le estaba preguntando aquí, ahí me colgó, donde le pregunté la... To what he was saying, right? And more or less what he was telling me. So I think he's a high school graduate. Okay. Thank you. He was 50 something. He's still probably retired. Mary. That is how he's a Democrat. Yeah, not a strong Democrat. Probably a strong Democrat, by the way he was talking. Do you have any children since you know? No? No? Somewhat liberal? Once or twice a month? We should have called now, please tell me. Not applied, that's not applied. Okay. Urban. Okay, beautiful.